We're at Lorain County Community College today at the Commodore Books and More store celebrating April, National Community College Month, and we're having all kinds of fun out here today.
Indeed.
Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you. Now, when we come your way normally here at Lorain County Community College, we usually come your way from the Spitzer Conference Center.
That's true. I'd say about 90% of our broadcasts here at LCCC are from there.
I would say that's a spot-on percentage. Well done.
Thank you.
A lot of big events happen in this community at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. And here to tell us more about the Spitzer Conference Center, we've got Dean Johnson and we've got Amber Cabasa. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Well, you guys have a lot of great events coming up, but I want to begin with the one that takes place this Sunday. It's Easter, right?
It is.
Everybody does brunch on Easter. So you guys have an Easter brunch over at the Spitzer Conference Center. It goes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. What are the details?
Well, there's going to be all kinds of fun activities for the kids. We're going to have, obviously, brunch for everyone, and there's going to be photos with the Easter Bunny. There's going to be cookie decorating, and we're also going to have, like, coloring, other activities, including an Easter egg hunt for the children, all kinds of fun things going on. So everybody should sign up.
You guys have a breakfast station set up for this. I thought that was awesome looking at this earlier. You guys have a little bit of everything. Any idea what's involved with the breakfast station?
So we actually, this is our second brunch. We had a brunch with Santa back in December. And so we learned a few things from that. And one of the things that we heard was, you know, people wanted more interactive type stations. So we're going to have an omelet station. We're going to have a meat carving station. So we got a lot of good feedback from that first event, and we're just trying to use that moving forward.
There are a lot of things you learn about, like, after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of makes me wish I hadn't made plans. Just ditch
the family. They won't care. Or bring them down here.
Doesn't go over very well to ditch the family for Easter. Bringing them down here is a great idea, though. I love where you're going with that.
Save them the work. You know, we'll do all the cooking for them.
Speaking of, you guys also do off-site catering. Did not know that about you guys. And that's one of many services you guys offer that a lot of folks might not be aware of.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people just look at us as just the venue, but we take our show on the road. You know, we pretty much anything on our menu can be made and taken off-site, and the quality is just as good. So, you know, it's something that's definitely picking up on our side. You know, word of mouth is getting around. You know, a lot of, for the past 20 years, it's always been just the Spitzer Conference Center, so people think that they need to come to us, but we'll come to you.
Very nice. See that?
Yeah, it works
out really
well.
You could have them cater at the Douglas Estate.
Yeah, right? No kidding. And the food, I would imagine, made the same folks who are teaching the kids. Is that kind of how it goes, or you guys go beyond that at the kitchens here at LCCC?
So we actually, we are the catering at the college, and anything with the students is part of the culinary arts department, so it's actually two separate things. I mean, we occasionally get asked to incorporate some of the things that the students do, but for the most part, we're kept separate.
All right.
All right, very nice. And you guys also have a valet service.
Yeah, so this kind of came up with when we started doing social events a few years ago. You know, a lot of people would bring in their own valet service, and, you know, we had the staff to do it, and, you know, it's just one of our extra services that we provide now. You know, we got a fully trained staff, all the equipment, so if you're having a wedding and you like valet service or any other social event, we'll do it for you.
See, a big-timer like Douglas, he would take you up on the valet service. You know, me, I'll park at the end of the parking lot and I'll walk, but Douglas, he needs special treatment.
So yeah, the Honda Element, I can't just park that anywhere. That's a big-time car.
It's one of the things that we are missing. We try and make everything as simple as possible for our clients, so we try and be a one-stop shop where everything you might need for your event, we can take care of without having to go out for it.
Well, beyond that, I mean, it's kind of a classy thing. You think of that when you step into the big type areas and for weddings and things of that nature. I mean, that's a nice thing to be able to offer.
Yeah, especially for our newly trained valet guys. They don't get to get in some of these fancy cars very often.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool for them, too.
You guys host weddings and social events, too. And, you know, of all the shows we've ever done there, every time we speak to guests there, we speak to organizers of the event, they always rave about the space. You know, not only is it huge, but it's also really cool. A lot of interesting things in there that you really can't find anywhere else. Makes it a little bit unique, too. But you guys host weddings and social events. About how many weddings do you guys host there a year? It seems like an ideal location.
We do a couple a year. We actually do more right now. We're still kind of getting off the ground because not everybody knows that we are doing the social events now. So we're still trying to get the word out there. So we've only had a couple of them here on site, but we are also the exclusive caterers to the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center in downtown Elyria, the old train station. So we're the exclusive caterers over there. So we've done hundreds of weddings over there. And so now we're trying to get the word out that we are offering them on site now as well.
So as far as the event planning aspect, do folks come with you with the idea and you guys kind of help them put it together in the center?
Yeah, wow. Exactly. People say, here's what I want. Here's what, you know, my vision is. What can you do? And we try to make everything happen. And if we can't source it from in-house, we rent items or do whatever we can to make sure that their needs are met.
That's very cool. From the wedding aspect as well, I'd imagine the client comes in and says, hey, this is what we're picturing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They say, here's what I want. Here's my budget. Make it happen.
That's awesome.
You mentioned social events. What kinds of social events do you guys host?
So other than weddings, we do the baby shower, bridal shower. We do big fundraisers, galas, birthday parties, anniversaries, retirements, basically anything you can think of, we will do.
And, of course, you and I will be there a little bit later on this year with the Best of Lorain County over the summer, the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
Yes.
We'll be back there again in December, two events that we absolutely love. I see something on here that got me pretty excited. You guys talked about how you do a lot of catering and all that good stuff. You have a new menu coming out here in a couple of months.
Yes.
Can you give us some snippets as to what might be on that new menu?
You know, we take a lot of catering orders every day, and we start to notice the trend in the things that are being ordered every day and the things that haven't been touched in a few months. So, a lot of the favorites will stay the same, but we're trying to take a look and listen to our clients and see what they want. And, you know, we have one of our new chefs is giving us a lot of new great ideas. So we're excited. You know, I think that there is a lot of creative things that are going to be coming up on this new menu that I'm excited for.
Very nice. Now, I could tell based on that answer, you don't want to pull the curtain back.
No, not at all.
That's okay. That's all right. I mean, I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun with that, because anytime you bring a new menu out, sometimes just the whole planning process is so fun, because there's anticipation, there's the build-up, all that good stuff. And I would imagine you're experiencing a lot of that right now.
Yeah, and food is, it's supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be creative. And, you know, I think that when you have a menu for so long, it starts to get a little stagnant. So this will be a nice refresh that I think will excite our existing clients and new clients coming in the future.
Very cool. Well, you guys also have other community events on the horizon as well in the fall and the winter. Grandparents' Day coming up in the fall, and then brunch with Santa in the winter. I don't want to think about winter just yet, because I feel like we just got done with our winter, but you guys have a lot of really cool community events as well.
Yes, so we just hosted our first Brunch with Santa, and it went over great, so we're going to continue that on for this coming year. It's going to be on December 14th. We're going to have Santa in to take photos and all kinds of activities for the kids, but we have not had it yet. We're having Grandparents' Day for the first time on September 8th, and so we're really excited about that. So we're starting to spread the word about that.
And this is our first time ever putting on our own events. You know, we've always been just the venue and help planning other people's events. And so when the college actually came to us with this idea, and we just loved it and ran with it. But everyone thinks because we help plan other people's events that we're going to be master event planners for our own. So there was a lot of pressure on Brunch with Santa, but it couldn't have been more perfect. And we're expecting the same from the Easter brunch.
I've said that a couple of times. Maybe I sound like a broken record, but to me, when you think Lorain County Community College, one of the things so unique about this community college is what you guys give to the community. Is that kind of where the brunch with Santa, or the Easter breakfast and the Grandparents' Day comes from, kind of giving back to the community?
Yeah, I mean, we're not just a college just trying to help students get their degrees. You know,
sure.
We try and bring the community in. We try and be a resource. You know, we not just the Easter brunch, but we have culinary classes for the public that they can come in. We have the Sage and Seed restaurant that's open for the public. I mean, it's a community resource, not just something for the students.
It's going to be a pretty strong sense of pride, I'd imagine, for you guys as well. When you hear Pulse Magazine talk, we want to host Best of Lorain County here. I mean, this is where the best in Lorain County are going to come to kind of be honored. Isn't it a sense of pride for you guys?
Yeah, they've Absolutely. Been coming here for a long time. And, you know, even just to be nominated for the best chef and best catering the past few years has been an honor for that event. I mean, it's definitely an elite event that comes to the West Side, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Very nice. Well, we can close out on this, because they say a lot of times you save the best for last, right?
Sure.
That's why you eat dessert at the end of the meal.
Is that why?
And you guys are offering custom cakes and cupcake packages for just about any event. I've got to ask, what's in a cupcake package exactly?
It's okay, so I can explain that. we have this new pastry chef, and she is amazing. She does anything and everything you can think of. And cupcake packages, well, one of the new trends for weddings isn't a wedding cake. It's a cupcake package. It's just basically people will take like a tiered stand and put different flavors of cupcakes on it. So it's got the shape of a wedding cake, but it's all different flavors. So your guests can try any kind they want. And so we do different things like that where we can put them all together and you can get all different flavors. So you're not just stuck to just chocolate or yellow cake or marble cake. You can get everything.
I like this idea. Multiple cakes, yes.
I lobbied for that for my wedding, and I lost that battle. But see, if I had you guys on my side, I might have actually won that battle. That sounds awesome. That sounds really cool.
The decoration she does for them, they're amazing. You know, we have people come in saying, I want a NASA cake or something themed like that, and she did. They said, outer space, NASA, figure it out. And she went and made a whole cake that has the logo of NASA on it. The cupcakes were all alien, outer space for her kid's birthday party. It's amazing. She can do anything.
As far as weddings and things go, I'm curious, how long does it take you guys to usually plan something like that over the Spitzer Conference Center?
I'll let Amber answer. She's our wedding planner extraordinaire over here.
Gotcha.
I prefer to have some time to plan it out, but I mean, it's really on the bride. You know, how much time. We prefer to have everything finalized 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
But if someone, you know, if someone was desperate and came to me a week before and said, well, I need this in a week. Are you available? What can you do? We would do it.
Very cool. We would
make it happen.
Very nice.
We could put it together in 3 days if we really had to.
but give you some time. But,
we prefer, you know.
Yeah. Don't want to put that kind of pressure on you. That's a lot to do in a short amount of time. Well, Dean, Amber, thank you guys for joining us. This is a lot of fun. And well, you guys will see us again pretty soon. I think in a couple months we'll be back out at Spitzer Conference Center. Well, looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
Thank you guys.
Thanks again for coming out to college, and we always like having you out.
No problem.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thank you, guys.